Dynamic Deacons. Here are two presidents who, through example and inspiration, blessed the lives of those around them.
Location, Western Australia. Experience, activation of Quorum members. Sets an example through simple acts of service. Makes sure every Quorum member is contacted. Well, before sacrament meeting started, the president was already there. He always is. Now, before you assume we're talking about a stake, district, or branch president, let's clarify. Cornell F. is a deacon's quorum president. Every Sunday, he magnifies his calling. This particular Sunday is ward conference, and Cornell is here early, placing hymn books on the benches where the deacons will be sitting. He wants his quorum to benefit from the sacred music that should be a significant part of worship. Another Sunday, he is pleased to report that all of the deacons in his ward are in attendance, 6 who are active and 3 who haven't been coming regularly, but are being fellowshipped. Every Sunday, he says, I give deacons assignments to call or visit less active quorum members or friends who are investigating the church. He also notes that every Tuesday evening before our youth activities, we invite all the deacons to come. At the ward conference, the deacons pay special attention to inspiring messages from the stake president and the bishop. Then, after the meeting, the deacons stay to make sure that the chapel is clean and tidy, Cornell says. They also look after the rest of the meeting house. We take out the bins, and sometimes we help to clean the nursery room, he explains. We are can-do deacons, he says, and each deacon plays a big role in our success.
You are preparing for your missions when you learn your duties as deacons.
Location: Amazonas, Brazil. Experience: missionary work. Follows promptings of the Holy Ghost, shows determination and dedication in doing his duty. This young man did his duty so well that, partly as a result of his service, 6 people joined the church, including a couple that got married. Alessandro E., a newly called Deacon's Quorum president, wanted to increase the number of members in his quorum. He tried to activate some of the deacons, but without much success. He tried sharing the gospel with his friends at school, but also without success. So Alessandro sought his mother's advice. She said, I should fast and pray, he explains. So he did, and he felt a prompting from the Holy Ghost to go back to one of his friends from school. This time, Alessandro says, he agreed to come to a sacrament meeting. Missionaries began teaching the friend, and soon he and his brother were baptized, along with 2 cousins. The friend's parents initially showed no interest in the church, even though they permitted the discussions to take place in their home and approved when their children sought permission to be baptized. But after some discussions and visits, they changed their minds. They believed what they were learning, gained their own testimonies, and wanted to become Latter-day Saints. However, before they could join the church, they had to be married first. Soon they were, and soon after that, they were baptized. That was a happy day for many people, including Alessandro. As president of his deacon's quorum, he now had brought new members into the quorum and into the ward. He had learned that a good leader seeks counsel from those he trusts, that Heavenly Father answers prayers, and that it is important to follow promptings.
Invite all to come into Christ. Deacons are to warn, expound, exhort, and teach, and invite all to come unto Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 59. Go and do. I invite each deacon's, teacher's, and priest quorum presidency to regularly counsel, study, and pray to learn what the Lord's will is for your quorum, and then go and do. Sacred Keys of the Aaronic Priesthood, Larry M. Gibson, First Counselor in the Young Men General Presidency, Ensign, May 2011, page 57. Aaronic Priesthood Duties. Check out these resources to learn more about doing your duty as a deacon in the Aaronic Priesthood. A new deacon's quorum president learns what a quorum president should do. lds.org/go/83learn. How can deacons do their duty to God? See lds.org/go/83duty. A deacon's quorum president finds a meaningful way to serve a quorum member. lds.org/go/83dayton. principles that every Deacons Quorum president should know. lds.org/go/83president. Pages 22 through 35 in the Fulfilling My Duty to God booklet. Each office in the Aaronic priesthood has specific duties. There's an explanation at lds.org/go/83priesthood. End of the article, Dynamic Deacons.